Today I'm going to be reviewing the movie It. I'm going to be using the word it a lot. I'm going to be using it to refer to the title of the movie I'm reviewing and as a pronoun referring to the movie itself. It's going to get really confusing. There's nothing I can do about it because I don't have the vocabulary to fix it. So let's get stuck into it.
My grandfather thinks this town is cursed.
It, of course, is based on the Stephen King novel of the same name. King is the literary genius behind such classics as The Shawshank Redemption, Stand By Me, The Green Mile, The Shining, The Dark Tower, The Mist, Secret Window, and Misery, just to name a few. The number of novels turned movies that King has produced is a testament to how much of a truly amazing storyteller he is. Like the novel, this movie adaptation is about a group of outcast kids that are terrorized by a shape-shifting demon who takes the form of a killer clown.
I saw something.
A clown. Yeah, I saw him too.
It's easy to draw comparisons between this and Stranger Things because it follows a group of young kids riding around on their bicycles, fighting demons with their friendship. The difference is, it starts to feel more like a coming-of-age film rather than a horror. Like Stranger Things, it makes plenty of 80s pop culture references in an effort to stir nostalgia. However, it winds up feeling like the ugly, less successful twin. Your parents will tell you they love you both the same, but the fact of the matter is, they don't.
Well, I'm Pennywise, the dancing clown.
Bill Skarsgård dons the face paint as Pennywise and does a pretty good job as the killer clown. His Pennywise is a lot less eccentric than the 1990 version played by Tim Curry. He's more reserved and gritty, which falls into line with pretty much every reboot in the 21st century.
I don't want to go missing either.
Rounding out a great cast is the Losers Club, who create a vulnerable yet charming group of misfits. The only issue is that these emerging actors are way too funny. The young boys use a mixture of vintage your mum jokes with some top shelf your sister gags to send you home sniggering. And you know there's an issue when a horror gets more laughs than it does frights. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Comedies are meant to make you laugh, dramas are supposed to be dramatic, and horrors are supposed to horrify, but it just doesn't hit that note.
Hiya, Georgie.
Visually, this is a great movie to look at. There's a high production value which makes it really engaging for the 2 hours. Unlike most horrors, this is shot during the day in high light. The vibrant shots, colour and scenery give the movie a point of difference, but unfortunately it's not enough to make me like it. It looks like Stranger Things, it feels like Stranger Things, but it isn't Stranger Things, and that's sad. I give it 6, I'm not Mark Fennell's out of 10.